Today's Amud for Chazara is Yevamos Memhei Amud Aleph. We're holding a Memdal of a base, three lines from the bottom, by the words Amar Rabba Bar Bar Chana. So says the Gemara, Amar Rabba Bar Bar Chana, Amar Rabbi Yochanan. Hakol Ma'idim Be'Eved Vayivikachavim Abba Bas Yisrael Shavlam Mamzer. Everybody agrees when you have an Eved or a Goy, that the Abba Bas Yisrael, the child that results from such a relationship, is a Mamzer. So man Hakol Ma'idim, who's this Hakol Ma'idim referring to? Says the Gemara, it's referring to Shimon HaTimni. Da'af Agav Amar Shimon HaTimni Mamzer Mechayiv Lavin. Even though Shimon HaTimni generally holds that when you have a Chiyav Lav, an Isser Lav, the child that results from such a relationship is not a Mamzer, Hani Mili Mechayiv Lavin, the Tapsidu Kedusha. That's only if it's the type of Lav, which is almost all, that Kedushin is Taifes Aval Hachab. When it comes to an Eved, Vavikochavim, Vavikochavim Ve'Eved, Kaven Delay Tafsibu Kedushin, since Kedushin with them is not Taifes, so it's Kechayve Krisis Dami. It's like the category of Chayve Krisis, where the child that results from an Isser Kares is a Mamzer, and that's why Shimon HaTimni agrees over here that the child's a Mamzer. However, Mesve asked the Gemara Kasha, we learned in the Braisa, that it's clear that if you hold it like this camp, like this Shita, then a Mamzer is only from Chayve Krisis, so then you hold that by Eved or Vavikochavim, the child is not a mamzer. We learned in the Braisa, Vikuchavim Ve'Eved Avol Bas Yisrael Avlad Mamzer. The Tanakama holds the child's a mamzer, but Reb Shimon ben Yehuda, who holds like Shimon HaTimni says, Aimer, he says that no, a mamzer elam imishi sura yisur erva v'anish karis, only by karis, only in erva, but not by chayvei lavin, even not a guy in heaven. So you see that Shimon HaTimni would not agree over here. So Allah says the Gemara, Amr Rav Yosef Mana Kol Ma'idim, it's Rebbe. This Hakol Ma'idim is referring to the Shita of Rebbe. And Afal Gav the Rebbe Aimer Ein Dvar Malalu Amurim El Adifer Rebbe Akiva Shea Isa Chalutzak Erva. Even though we're going to have a memra later, where Rebbe like singles out Rebbe Akiva and he says, "Nah, that's just going like Rebbe Akiva Shita, because Rebbe Akiva holds that a Chalutza is like an Erva, even though it's only an Isra Lav, and the Chalutza is like an Erva because Rebbe Akiva holds that the child from Chayvei Lavin is a Mamzer. So that's Rebbe Akiva Shita. Mashma Velele Sfirele. So you see from here that Rebbe does not agree with Rebbe Akiva. Rebbe holds that by Chayvei Lavin, the child is not a Mamzer. Still, by Vikuchavim, Ve'Eved Ma'idah. Still, Rebbe agrees that when it comes to an Eved, Vikuchavim, Mamaba, Bas Yisrael, the child's going to be a Mamzer. Had we know that, we have a report to Kiyasa Rav Dimi, Amar Rav Yisrael by Rav Dimi, Mishum Rabbeinu. When Rav Dimi came to Babel from Eretz Yisrael, he reported that they said in the name of Rabbeinu, in the name of Rebbe, that Vikuchavim, Ve'Eved, Abba, Bas Yisrael, Avlan Mamzer. Mamish Mefurish, that the child's a Mamzer. Says the Gemara Vayter story that Rav Acha Sarabira, Rav Tanchum Breid Rav Chia Ish Kfar Akoy Para Kanu Shaviyasa Da Asu Mi Armoin LeTaveria. They redeemed these two captive ladies that came from Armoin where they were captured by Goyim and brought them to Taveria. And Lameisa Havachada Di Abra. There was one of them that was pregnant Mi'ayvikel Chavim from the Goyish captor. Vasu Lekami De Rav Ami. So they came to Rav Ami to find out what the child's status is. And Amar Lehu and Rav Ami said to them that I'll tell you that Rabbi Yechon of Rabbi Lazar, Rabbi Chanina, we have all these three great cheetahs. They all say, these three great sages all say that in such a case, the child's a mamzer. However, I'm Rav Yosef responded to Rav Ami, and he said, what, just because you have a lot of names, so that's why you paskin that the child's a mamzer? I could give you a bunch of names that say that the child's not a mamzer. Harav, Shmuel B'Bavel, Rabbi Shul Ben Levi, Ubakapara Be'Eretz Yisrael, and Yabakapara Be'Eretz Yisrael, which V'Ami Lo Chalufi Bakapara. Some say to take Barkapar out of the list. Va'ili Zikni Darim. It was the Zikni Darim of Eretz Yisrael. The Amri, but the point is that all these great sages all say that Avikuchavim Ve'Eved Abba Bas Yisrael Avlad Kasher, that the child's Kasher, not a Mamzer. So Elam Rav Yosef Rebihi. Says Rabbi Yosef, the reason why I'm still asking to you that the halacha is that the child's a mamzer, not because you have so many names, but because that's the shita of Rabbi. And since that's the shita of Rabbi, so that's the halacha. And how do we know that that's the shita of Rabbi? So we quoted it before, but the Gemara brings it again now. The kiyasa Rav Dimi, Amar Rav Yitzchak by Rav Dimi, Mishum Rabbeinu Amru, that I bikuchavim ve'eved Abba Bas Yisrael avlan mamzer, that the child in such a case is a mamzer. Now says the Gemara that Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi Amar havlan mikulkol. Even though Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi says the child is kosher, he also says that the child is mekolkol. So leman, mekolkol to who? The child's messed up to who? Yilema l'kahal, that the child's mekolkol l'kahal, meaning the child's a mamzer, but we know that that's not true. Hamar b'yeshua v'lad kasher. Elo l'kahuna, he meant that the child's mekolkol l'kahuna. The kula amurai, the machshri, that even though we had all these amurai that said that the child is kasher, it's not a mamzer, but maidu shavlad pagam l'kahuna. They still say that the child is pasul l'kahuna, mi kavachaymer me'amana, the kavachaymer from amana that we mentioned previously, the ma'amana l'kahin gadol sheni shur shavu bekol. Bina pogum, so zushi shur shavu bekol, ina din shur bina pogum. By a man of the kohen gadol, the iser is light. It's not an iser shavu bekol. And still the child that results from such a relationship is pasul kuna. So then surely in this case, where it's a iser chamura, the child is going to be pogum. Ask the gemara pircha, mal a man of the kohen gadol, shekeini atzim mischalalas. But by a man of the kohen gadol, she herself becomes mischalalas. So maybe really it's actually a iser chamura. It's actually a very chamur iser. Says the gemara, that stringency is true by evidence. As well, since she has bia with them, she becomes pasla as well. How do we know that if a Jewish woman, whether she's a kohenis, leviya, yisraelis, a Jewish woman who's together with an eved or a roivi kechavim, that she herself becomes pasul lekuhuna, or that she becomes aserti truma? Shenemer, the pasuk says, ubas kayin kisiya amanu ugrusha. It says that if you have a lady who's a bas kayin, so she was eating truma before she got married, and then she gets married, and she doesn't have any children, and she gets widowed or divorced, and now she goes back to her father's house, and she eats truma, ubas kayin kisiya amanu ugrusha, if she becomes amanu ugrusha, so she goes back to her father's house. We dash her from here that may she yeshly amanus ugeirishimba, yatsu evikochavim ve'evich ain lahem amanus ugeirishimba. The only time she goes back to her father's house is if she was together with a man that it's shaykh amana or geirishin, but meaning that kedushin is taifes. But by evid vavikochavim, where it's not shaykh amana or grusha because there's no kedushin, so then she does not go back to her father's house, she becomes pasul from truma, she becomes pasul kohuna. Says the Gemara though that Amar Leah Abaye said to Rav Yosef, so you're telling me that the reason why we pass that the child is a mamzer is because that's Rabbi Shita. My chazus the samchad Rav Dimi. You're only saying that that's Rabbi Shita because you have this report from Rav Dimi. But samaychad the Ravin, I have a different report from Ravin who said the opposite. The kiyasa Ravin, Amar Ravin said that Rav Nasi Rabbi Yehuda Hanasi Meirin Balatera, that Rabbi Yehuda Hanasi was Meir Heter over here. Not that the child's a mamzer, the child's kosher. Uman Rabbi Yehuda Hanasi is Rabbi, and we know that Rabbi Yehuda Hanasi is Rabbi. So therefore, you shouldn't be soimich on Rav Dini's statement. You should go like Ravin's statement. Now, says the Gemara that v'af Rav may rebet Tera. Also, Rav was Mekel. How do we know that from the story? That who also came the Rav? A man came in front of Rav and Amar Leah Ivi Kuchavim ve'Eved Abav Asisro Mahu and Amar Leah Abav Kasher. So you see, Rav held that the child's kasher. Now the story continues and Amar Leah and the man said, "Really? Well, guess what? I'm one of those people. I'm the child from a." So if I'm so kosher, so havli bartach, prove it, give me your daughter, let me marry your daughter. Rav said, back to him, I'm not giving her to you. So Shimi Barchia said to Rav, and Amri, people are going to start saying, Amri Inshi, that gamu b'madai akabu rakta, that you could have a camel in Madai that dances inside of a kli, meaning you could say, you can make up any story when it's not Nageya. So you could also, you say that the child's kosher, but Lamaisa, when it comes down to it, you're not willing to put your money where your mouth is. You're not willing to give over your daughter. Hokabo, Hogama, Hamadai, Balei Rakta. Here's the cow, here's the kli, here's the camel, here's Madai, and there's no dance. Why aren't you dancing? Why aren't you giving him your daughter? So Amarle, so Rav said back, no, you don't understand. Even if he was a great person, he's like Yeshua ben Nun, I still wouldn't give him my daughter. He's not for my daughter. He could be a great person, great guy, just not for my daughter. So Amarle, so he said back, but Ihavak Yeshua ben Nun, that wouldn't be an issue. Because if he was really as great as Rabbi Yeshua ben Nun, as Yeshua ben Nun, so then he wouldn't have any problems. If you wouldn't give him your daughter, so someone else would give him his daughter, their daughter. He wouldn't need you. But Lamaisa, hi, this guy needs you. Because if you don't give him your daughter, so no one else is going to. Lamaisa says the Gemara that this man was not leaving Rav's presence. So Yahweh Be'ene, he was acting with too much chutzpah. Rav gave him a certain look. Ushachiv, and the man died. Says the Gemara Vayiter now. Va'afrav Masna Meir Belatera, he also was Mekel. Va'afrav Yehuda Meir Belatera, Rav Yehuda was also Mekel. Had we know that, the Kiyasa Lekamin Rav Yehuda, when someone like this would come to Rav Yehuda, so Amar Lei, Rav Yehuda would advise him, Zil Itmer or Nasiv Basminach. Either go hide, that people shouldn't know, your Yichas, or go marry someone else who has the same story as you. Obviously that means Rav Yehuda held that the man was not considered a Mamzer. V'chiyasa Lekamin de Rava, Amar Lei, also when they came to Rava, such a case, so Rava would give the Eitzah the same either exile yourself, go somewhere where people don't know you, they don't know your yichas, or marry someone else who has the same story as you.